More than 17,000 General Electric workers across the country are out on strike today. The employees are staging a two-day walkout at 48 plants because they say GE is forcing them to pay more for their health care coverage. From member station WBUR in Boston, Rachel Gottbaum reports.
At GE's aircraft engineering plant in Lynn, Massachusetts, about 100 unionized workers picketed at the front gate. They shouted at cars driving in.
Hey, Scabby, how you doing, Scab? How's it feel over here, Scab?
At a Kentucky plant today, a worker was accidentally struck and killed by a police car. But so far, no other incidents have been reported. The Lynn plant is GE's third largest and one of the oldest in the country. Temperatures this morning were in the teens, with a wind chill factor of about 5 degrees. But the cold didn't stop machinist Steve LaFave. He has worked at the GE plant for almost 30 years.
Any benefit that had been fought for years from people long before us, and now they decide they want to start taking it away, is totally unfair. Come to us and tell us, like other industries, we're losing money hand over fist. These people cannot say that.
On January 1st, the increases in co-payments for health insurance went into effect and are expected to cost GE employees collectively about $28 million this year. The striking workers say they have already given up several pay increases to keep their health care costs down. Rick Casilli is the chief negotiator for Local 201 of the International Union of Electrical Workers. He says GE employees have absorbed more of their health care costs over the years. They have negotiated the right to strike over this issue, he says.
If they give us the right to strike over it and we don't use it and send them a message that we're willing to come out in the dead of winter on strike in this freezing cold, we figured if we didn't give them this two-day message that they would come in and just roll us right over on the table.
General Electric has been making record profits, and last year the company earned $14 billion. But Rich Gorham, a spokesperson for the company, says in recent years, employee health care costs have gone up 45%.
What we've asked employees to do through these copay increases is pay only about 10 cents on the dollar of the health care increases that the company has experienced. This is just something we feel we need to do to remain competitive in our local markets and to maintain a reasonable level of cost sharing.
With healthcare spending at record increases in recent years, more companies are passing on costs to their employees. Unions are less likely to go out on strike these days, but when they do, it is often over this issue. Last summer, workers at Hershey struck over an increase in their health insurance and ultimately negotiated lower wage increases instead of paying more for health coverage. Janitors in Boston recently walked off their jobs and won a contract for health insurance. Even in a sluggish economy, unionized workers are often willing to fight to protect their medical benefits, says Gary Chasen, a professor of labor studies at Clark University in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Any attempts by management to reduce health care benefits is looked at as almost trotting on sacred ground as far as most workers are concerned.
The workers at GE hope their short strike will send a message to the company about what's most important to them when negotiations for a new contract begin this May. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Gottbaum in Boston.